14 days. And we have only a few exceptions where we have specific minimum sentences. And you asked about the ongoing discussion regarding this in Norway. And right now, we have a discussion regarding the minimum sentence for rape and rape of a child under the age of 14. Those provisions contain minimum sentences, so 3 years. And a commission has suggested that minimum sentence should be abolished. And it has pointed out that in a few cases, this minimum sentence might lead to a harsher penalty than what is reasonable. And it's also pointed out to the fact that there's a huge concern that some aggravators will be found not guilty because the court thinks that minimum sentence of 3 years is too much for the specific offense. And it could also imply a milder provision than the correct one. So this is an ongoing discussion. We have not considered imposing a minimum sentence for enforced disappearance because when you are to stipulate a minimum sentence in the law, a specific minimum sentence, you must make sure that it's not too high in any cases, and it's difficult for the legislator to foresee the different situations that can occur. So we think it's better to leave this to the court. But the preparatory works leave no doubt that enforced disappearance is a crime of the utmost serious nature, and that the court must take into consideration. And there were also questions regarding the maximum sentence, and it's 14. No, sorry, it's 15 years for enforced disappearance. But if the crime is aggravated, it's 21 years. And if it happens as a crime against humanity, the maximum sentence is 30 years. And I would also like to just mention that we have something we call preventive detention if it's necessary to protect the public. You can have a preventive detention, and then the court will regularly evaluate if the sentence should stay in prison for a longer term than initially decided.
Thank you, Benedicte. I take away that this is more of a systemic issue than an expression of our view of the gravity of the crime. That is clear. Then the next question was about whether or not we would accept the competence of this committee when it comes to individual complaints.